Have you ever made any of those?
Unfortunately, I never have made one but one batch of donuts, and they didn't turn out good. I didn't try it anymore.
So that's the reason.
Okay.
I imagine they're pretty hard.
They are.
You have to fry. I imagine you have to fry them pretty hot, don't you?
Yeah, your grease have to be real hot for them to come up there and float on top of
them. I've never had nerve enough to try them.
I tried it once and they didn't turn out. I didn't try it anymore.
What do you call round flat cakes that are made with white flour and cooked on a grease skillet and eaten with
pancakes?
Pancakes.
Okay. And would you ever call them anything besides pancakes?
Flitters.
Okay. What do you call meat from the side of a hog that's salted but not smoked?
Fat bat.
What do you call pressed meatloaf that's made from hog drill and hog's head?
Well, I call it souse meat. Okay. It has two names. You call it souse meat or pressed meat.
Okay. But it's all the same thing?
Mm-hmm. It's all the same thing. That souse meat was just an old name.
Uh-huh.
You know, after so many years, people began to give it a new name.
Yeah, well, I'm interested in those old names. So when you think them up, always tell me. What do you call the center of a cherry?
I call it the seed. It's the pit, but I call it the seed, cherry seed.
Okay. What do you call the center of a peach?
Kennel.
Okay. What do you call a peach whose meat sticks to the seed?
It's a plum stone.
Okay.
I can't marry you, Cookie.
And how about a peach whose meat separates from the seed?
Jesse. This
name's I've got to change.
Get back, baby.
What do you call beans that don't have to be shelled?
I'm the only one that can do it.
And what do you call beans that do have to be shelled?
I've got to face it. I've got to tell the truth.
Okay.
I've got to see Mike and tell him.
Mike? Can you think of any other kinds of beans that have to be shelled besides butter beans?
Not right off, I can't. Well, butter beans and butter peas are about the same.
All right.
But they both, you have to shell them like you do peas.
First-hand information.
What do you call the types of turnips that can be eaten?
Salad.
Okay.
Now they call it turnip greens, but it's just plain old salad.
Yeah. What do you call corn that's shucked and cooked and eaten with your hands?
Corn on the cob.
Yeah, it makes me hungry talking about these things. Wash it out clean, a well-known
white liquid on this.
What do you call a little animal that looks all like a squirrel, but it's smaller than a squirrel and it just runs along the ground? It's a light brown and it's got a stripe on its back. I'm not talking about one of those that smells bad. This one doesn't smell.
Is that a chipmunk?
Okay.
Indulge yourself in a rich lather of liquid.
And now what's a little animal that's black with a white stripe and it smells bad?
That's an old goat head.
Okay.
A skunk. That's the name we used to call it. Skunk.
Okay. What do you call a little thing, a little creature that's about that big? And it just hops along the ground.
Bird.
No, this one lives near the water. You hear him sometimes at night and you go,
oh, a frog.
Okay. Now, would you call it different depending on whether it lives in the water or whether it lives on the
ground? Well, one is a bullfrog and one is a toad frog.
Okay. And the one that lives near the water is the bullfrog?
Well, a toad frog stays near, but a bullfrog lives more in the water.
Okay. What do you call a smaller one that lives up in trees and makes a chirping noise?
Tree frog.
What do you call ordinary worms that are used for bait in fishing?
I call them baits.
And what do you call large worms that are used for bait?
Red worms, that's what they're called, red worms.